So let's review. The Gemara cites and explains the end of the previous Mishnah, in which there seems to be a contradiction. The Mishnah first rules Chutz Miger Toshav. The halach of Galus does not apply to a Ger Toshav. This indicates that Ger Toshav, Ivi Kachavim Ho, a Ger Toshav is treated like a non-Jew in this matter. However, the Mishnah concludes V'Ger Toshav Gaila Al Yidei Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is exiled for killing a fellow Ger Toshav. This indicates that Ger Toshav, Lav Akim Ho, a Ger Toshav is not treated like an ordinary non-Jew who is not exiled. The Gemara answers, Kam Beger Toshav Shahara Gisrael, Kam Beger Toshav Shahara Ger Toshav. The first ruling refers to a Ger Toshav who killed a Jew, and he's not exiled because one pasuk says, V'hoyu lechem ha'arim lemiklat lechem maloy legerim. These cities are for Jews, but not for Ger Toshav. However, Beger Toshav Shahara Ger Toshav, a Ger Toshav who killed a fellow Ger Toshav is exiled because another pasuk says, Levenei Yisrael ulegeru l'toshav b'seichem tiyenu sheish ha'arim. These cities are even for a Ger Toshav. However, the Gemara challenges this from a braisa which states, Lafikich ger va'ev kachavim shahargu neragin. A ger toshav or a non-Jew that killed, even inadvertently, is executed, as Rashi explains, Ein b'nei noyach tzrichin hasra. They're executed even if they were not warned. Therefore, they're liable even b'shagig. The Gemara infers, ger dumi da'ev kachavim. The braisa compares a ger toshav to an ordinary non-Jew. Ma'ev kachavim leishno de kotel bar minei, leishno de kotel de la bar minei, nerag. Afger, leishno de kotel bar minei, leishno de kotel de la bar minei, nerag. Just as a non-Jew is executed whether he killed a fellow non-Jew or a Jew, so to a ger toshav is executed whether he killed a fellow ger toshav or a Jew. Apparently, ger toshav shahar ger toshav ain't a geila. A ger toshav who killed a fellow ger toshav is not exiled. After challenging Rav Chisda's answer, Rav explains, ba'ayma mutter, the karv lemezru. If one thinks that it is permitted to murder, he has committed a more deliberate act than the typical case of shagig, and gullus is not a sufficient punishment. And as we learn in Dav Zayin, according to Rava, a Jew is not exiled in this case. Therefore, a ger toshav is likewise not exiled, but executed. However, Abai disagrees and holds, ayma mutter anasu. One thinks that it is permitted to murder, the act is considered almost unavoidable and he is less liable than a typical case of shagig. And as we learned on Dav Zayin, according to Abaya, a Jew is not exiled in this case. Therefore, a ger toshav is likewise not exiled and certainly not executed. The next Mishnah discusses additional cases where one is not exiled. Zok the Mishnah, Hasuma ein ha-goyla de Rabbi Yehuda. A blind person is not exiled, as the pasuk says, B'loi ro'is, the killer did not see the victim. And as Rashi explains, we infer, Kan lei ro'a aval ro'i b'mokam achar. Ordinarily, he could see him, thus excluding a blind person. However, Remeir ein ha-goyla, he is exiled, because another pasuk says, B'vli das. And this also implies that he could have noticed him, thus excluding a blind person. Therefore, ein mir achar mir el la rabbis. A repeated exclusionary term serves to include, and so a blind person is exiled. The Mishnah continues, Hasoyne in the Geila, one who kills his enemy is not exiled. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasoyne Nerag Bimneshtuhu Kamud. He's executed because we assume he killed him intentionally, and the Gemara adds, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehudahi. Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda who ruled, Chavar Einetzar Chasra Lafishalay Nitna Hasra Elal Hafchen Min Shagi Lamezid. Tamachachim does not require a warning because the sole purpose of the warning is to establish knowledge and intent, and our Mishnah is discussing a chaver. A third opinion, B'Shimon Omer, Yesh Sayin Negoyla, V'Yesh Sayin She'in Negoyla. Depending on the circumstances, sometimes an enemy is exiled and sometimes he's not, and Rav Shimon explains, Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shu Yochel Loim L'Das Harag, E'in Negoyla, V'Sholei L'Das Harag HaRei Zegoyla. If we can attribute the incident to have been intentional, he's not exiled and he's also not executed. But if it was clearly unintentional, he is exiled. And the Braisa gives an example. Nifsak goyla, nishmat ein goyla. If he was holding a rope and it ripped, he is exiled, because this was clearly an accident. But if the rope slipped out of his hand, we assume he dropped it intentionally. However, the Tanakhama holds that in both cases, even in the case of shaloi ladas harag ein goyla. Even if it was clearly unintentional, he is not exiled, because as the Braisa of Zion states, a sayne is excluded from the pasuk beloi eva prat l'sayne. And that which Rabbi Yossi says, Hasoyni Nerag, refers only to Kol Shu Yochel Loim L'Das Harag, where it was possibly intentional, we assume it was bemazed, and he's therefore executed. But of course, in the case of Shalei L'Das Harag, Ein Nerag, if it was clearly unintentional, he's certainly not executed. Zok the Mishnah, Leheichen Goylem, Lari Miklot. The Harag B'Shkog is exiled to the cities of refuge, and the Mishnah elaborates, L'Sholish Shebe'eva HaYarden, U'L'Sholish Shebe'eretz Kanan. To one of the three Ari Miklat in Eretz Yarden, the eastern side of the Jordan River, or to one of the three in Eretz Yisrael, Shenema Esholish Ha'arm Titeinu Me'Eva LeYarden, Ve'Esholish Ha'arm Titeinu Be'Eretz Kanan, Ari Miklat Tiyana. The Mishnah continues, Achlei Nifchur Esholish Be'Eretz Yisrael, Lahoyu Esholish Be'Eva HaYarden Kaltes. during the 14 years when Klal Yisrael conquered and divided Eretz Yisrael, and they did not yet designate the three cities of refuge, the three cities in Eber HaYarden did not function as Ari Miklat either, even though they were already designated by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema va'aretz asher titenu sheish Ari Miklat tiyanu lechem, atsheyu sheshtan kultus ka'achas. They only serve as a refuge if all six cities function at once. The Gemara cites a brayso that relates, Shalish Arm Hivdil Moshe Be'Eva Yarden, Ukenegdin Hivdil Yeshua Be'Eretz Kanan. Moshe designated the three Ari Miklat in Eva Yarden, and Yeshua designated the three others in Eretz Yisrael. And they would parallel to each other like rows in the vineyard. Chevron B'Yehuda Keneged Batzer B'Midbar. Shchem B'Har Ephraim Keneged Ramot B'Gilad. Kodesh B'Har Naftali Keneged Goylan B'Boshen. Chevron opposite Batzer, Shchem opposite Ramot, and Kodesh opposite Goylan. The brayso continues, V'shilashta es gevul artzecha, sheyu mishaloshen. They were evenly spaced across the length of Eretz Yisrael. Shehei midarm lechevron ki mechevron leshchem, umechevron leshchem ki meshchem lekodesh, umeshchem lekodesh ki mekodesh letzofen. So that the distance from the southern border to Chevron, from Chevron to Shchem, from Shchem to Kodesh, and from Kodesh to the northern border were all equal distances. The Gemara asks, Be'eva hayarden tlas, be'eretz Yisrael tlas? How could the same number of cities serve both Eva hayarden and the much greater population of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara answers, but Gilad Shchichi Reitzchem. There were more murderers in Eva Yarden. The Gemara questions further, Maishna Mahagisa Mahagisa de Mirachki, Umaishna Mitzio de Mikarvi. Why should the people in the middle of Eretz Yisrael be much closer to Ari Miklat than those close to the border? The Gemara answers, Beshchem Namish Shchichi Reitzchem. In the area of Shchem too, in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, murder was more common.